Daled Amud Beis, will begin Daled Amud Aleph, seven lines from the bottom of the two dots. Parshat Ani Asiyodai, the Mishnah said, if the Ani stretched his hand into the Rishos, he put something into the Rishos or took it from the Rishos, if the Ani did the entire Kirva Hanocha, he's Chayav. If the Baal HaBayis did it, he's Chayav. But in any event, you don't have an Akira or a Hanocha. You don't have removing from or placing down onto a place which measures at least dalet al dalet tefachim. And in order to be chayev for haitzah, the object has to be removed from a chashuv place and put down onto a chashuv place and measures at least dalet al dalet tefachim. So frek the gemara amai chayev v'habi inen akira v'hanocha me'al gabi mokum dalet al dalet v'leka. You need an akira and hanocha from a chashuv place. And the hand of a person does not measure at least dalet al dalet. So the Rishonim, they discuss what is the source that a kiran hanocha has to be from a makom dalet al dalet. So Tosfos says, the pasuk says, al yotzi shemekayma. Person should not leave his place. We darshan al yotzi. And it says, mimekayma, from his makom. And a makom, a chosh of a place, is dalet al dalet. The Rambam, he says that in the Parashat Mishnayos, that something is only secure if it's resting on a place that has that at least that dimension. Otherwise, it's not sitting there securely. So it's not there a chaitzah unless you're taking something from and putting down to a place where it's secure. Ramban says, Allah HaMashim Yisinai. But in any event, the Gemara is saying, in order to be chai for chaitzah, you need a makom dalet al dalet. And in a hand is leka. Omar Rabba, Hamani Rabbi Kiva. We're going according to Rabbi Kiva, Damra Loi Be'in and Makam Arba Al Barba. Rabbi Kiva apparently disputes this and he says, you don't need Makam Al Dalet Al Dalet. Where do we see this? This non Hazarik, Mishusa Yochid, Rishusa Yochid, Rishusa Rambemsa. If a person threw from one private domain to another, so there's one chotzer, a fenced in, walled in area, he threw it from one chotzer to another chotzer, and there's a street between them. And he threw it over into the street between them. So he was throwing it from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid. Haitzah is Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. Now here, he threw it from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid, but a street was between them. So Rabbi Kiva Mechayim V'cham Paitrim. So Rabbi Kiva says, nevertheless, you're Chayim. So why should you be Chayim? You only threw it to another Rishus HaYochid. Rabbi Kiva says, "Amrina kluta kamisha unchadami." Rabbi Kiva says, "You're chayiv. Why are you chayiv? Because we say kluta. We say a principle of kluta, which is when you threw it at one point, as it was going into the Rishus HaRavim, flying through, it was suspended in midair. It was suspended in the air of the Rishus HaRavim. So Rabbi Kiva holds that we say kluta kamisha uncha." Now, there's two ways of understanding it. One way of understanding klut kamisha huncha is if it's suspended in the airspace, then we view it as it's resting on the ground. As long as it doesn't have to actually rest on the ground, if it's suspended in air, then as long as it's stationary, it doesn't have to be actually resting on the ground. We view it as resting on the ground. And if it's resting on the ground has, that's more than dalet al dalet. So we say that you don't really need to be on a makom dalet as long as it's stationary, it's suspended, in even in midair, we view it as resting on the ground, and therefore Rabbi Kiva says you're chayiv because he threw it from the Rishus HaYochid. Now, even though ultimately it landed in another Rishus HaYochid, even though ultimately it landed not in the Rishus HaRabim, in the Rishus HaYochid, and that's not Haitzah, Rishus HaYochid, the Rishus not Haitzah, but there was a point of time where it was suspended in the air. We look at it that he took it, he threw it from his Rishus HaYochid, and it landed in the Rishus HaRabim, and he's Chayev for Haitzah for that point in time when it was in the Rishus HaRabim. So similarly, in the case of Iyad, it's suspended in midair. Now, even though the hand is not dalet al dalet, but it's suspended in midair, we look at it as resting on the ground, and therefore you should be chayv. So it's going according to Rabbi Kiva that says you don't need actually physically a makom dalet al dalet. As long as it's suspended, that would be enough. And similarly, if the hand of the ani is suspended, we view it as it's resting on the ground. That's how many Rishonim learn Kluta. Taisus is mashma that pshat and Kluta is not that we look at it as you're on the ground, but suspended in midair is sufficient. That's sufficient to be considered hanocha. As long as it's stationary, meaning Rabbi Akiva disputes the principle of dalet al dalet. He says it doesn't actually have to land on a mokum dalet al dalet, it's stationary is enough. So therefore the hand, even though it's not dalet al dalet, Rabbi Akiva says you don't need dalet al dalet. So therefore, let us say the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Akiva, that either you don't need dalet al dalet, or a suspended hand is viewed as it's on the ground and it has a mokum dalet al dalet. So Rabbi Akiva is of Amrin Kluz Kamisha Unchadam. Rabbanan Savi Lo Amrin Kluz Kamisha Unchadam. So that apparently is the machlek is over here. Frak the Gemara Lameim the Paya the Pshita Le Rabba the Bekluz Kamisha Unchadam. It seems to be the way he's explaining it is it's a Dover Pashut that he says that that's what their argument, that that's the machlek is whether you hold a Kluz or not. And we're talking where it was flying through the air lower than 10 tvachim high, because higher than tvachim, the Rishus HaRabim does not extend more than a height of 10 tvachim from the ground. So if you're telling me over here that the Chiv over here, as Rabbi Akiva says, that we look to say it's Kluta, so that it's like resting, as if it's resting in the Rishus HaRabim, then you must be therefore interpreting the Machlokes, the case, the scenario is that it was, he threw it, and it was flying through the air lower than 10 tefachim, which is the avir, the airspace of the Rishus HaRabim. And Rabbi Akiva says, Kluta, it's like it's munach on the ground. So is that so simple? You're so sure that that is that the way he is now interpreting the machlekes? He actually was uncertain. The boy Rabbi Lamata Miyud Pligi, is the machlokes below 10? Is that the case that they're arguing about how Pligi, the Rabbi Akiva Sarah Klutka Misha Unchadamia, Rabban Sari Loyamin Klutka Kamisha Unchadamid Adamia? And that's the case. Avalim Malam Yud, but if it would be higher than Yud, which is not the airspace of Rishus HaRabim, it's above that, it's not Rishus HaRabim, Dirakol Potur, everyone would say it's Potur, because he didn't throw it through the airspace of Rishus HaRabim, so why should it be high? Now, the only possibility, the only reason that you might say that he's high if it's above 10, is he didn't throw it through the Rishus HaRabim, so what should be the issue over here? What should be the problem? The other possibility is to say, no, even above 10, he could be higher because you might learn out from Moishit. You might learn out from by in the Midbar, which they used to pass the boards from one wagon to another wagon. So that's what they did in the Midbar, and we learn out the Malacha Shabbos from the Mishkan. So when they transported the boards of Mishkan, so they used to pass the boards from one wagon to another. They dismantled the Mishkan when they were traveling. They took the boards and they passed it over. The wagons were in a row, so it was as if an assembly line. They took the boards from one, passed it over to the one that's in front of them, and it was passed forward. And when they camped, they passed the boards back. Each wagon had the dimensions of Rishus HaRabim. It was an area that was considered, each wagon was considered a wagon that was a Rishus HaYochid, rather. Each wagon had the dimensions, and it had the height and the dimensions of a Rishus HaYochid. The road between the wagons was a Rishus HaRabim. So when they passed the boards from wagon to wagon, they were passing it from a Rishus HaYochid to a Rishus HaRab, to Rishus HaYochid, derech Rishus HaRabim. They were passing it from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid with a Rishus HaRabim in between. And that was at a height which was higher than 10. Now, if you learn out throwing, the case we're talking about is throwing. If you learn out Zayrik Mimayshit, then similarly you would say if you threw an object from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid and a Rishus HaRabim was between them, then you would say just like handing, passing over an object between one to the other with a Rishus HaRabim between them, you'd be chayv. You'd say throwing as well, you'd be chayv. So now, if you do learn out Zorig Mimaisha, that's another alternative of saying that the case here could be talking above 10. But if you're saying that the machlokes is between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachomim, whether it's klut to kamisha huncha, we're talking in a scenario where it's below 10. So therefore, frakta gemara. You mean to say that it was pasha to Rab, that the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachomim was whether we say klut to kamisha huncha? Is the machlokes between them where he threw it below 10? The Rabbi Akiva holds a klut to Rabbanan Savi lo yamin klut to kamisha unchadam, and the Rabbanan dispute that. However, if it would be above 10, divrakol potter, well, above 10, it's not the airspace of Rishus HaRabim, and therefore everyone would agree that it's potter, because you can't say kluta because it's not suspended in the air of the Rishus HaRabim. And according to that approach, everyone would say you do not learn out Zarek Mimayshid, even though by Mayshid, when he passed the object from one Rishus HaYachad to other Rishus HaYachad, through the pass and over the Rishus HaRabim, even if it's above 10, you're chayev, but that's by Mayshid. That's by passing it over. This is Zayrik, and we don't learn out Zayrik Mimoshe. That's one alternative. Oidilma, no. Perhaps the Machlaikis says, Oidilma Lamala Miyut Pligi, that they're arguing if he threw it at a height above 10. Ubaha Pligi. The Rabbi Akiva Sabre Alfin and Zayrik Mimoshe. Rabbi Akiva says, even though it's above 10, he's higher. Not because of Kluta, because it's above the airspace of the Rishus HaRabim, but rather because Yalfinu Zorek Mimayshid. Rabbanan Sarvi Lo Yalfinu Zorek Mimayshid. And Rabbanan says, you don't learn up. By Mayshid, he passed it above 10, when in the height of the, over the Rishus HaRabim, above 10, and Chanami Yerchayiv, but not by Zorek. Avlamantam Yod Divrakol Chayiv. But if it would be below 10, everyone would agree that you're Chayiv, my time, I'm in Kluta Kamisha Unchadamia, because everyone agrees that you say Kluta. So now here, Rabbah is saying that it's going according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds of Kluta, but he himself entertained the possibility that the Rabbanan also agree with Kluta, so why do you say Dafka Rabbi Akiva? Goran says, that he initially was unsure, but at the end, he resolved it. He said, no, we don't learn out Zerik Mimayshid, and by throwing it, if it's above the height of 10, he would not be chayv. It's below 10, Rabbi Akiva says he's chayv because of Kluta, and the Chachamim say we don't say Kluta. So, Basar di boyar, if she told you to sub, Rabbi Akiva Kluta kamishu un chadamim. Frank the Gemara, v'dilma hanachu udaloi boya, but akira boya. Maybe this is only, we say over here that we say, but you don't need dalet al dalet. Even Rabbi Akiva, who says a kluta, and therefore we don't need dalet al dalet, or we say that it's considered like it's resting on the ground, perhaps that's only by hanoch. And therefore, yes, if it was deposited, something was placed in a hand, even though it's not dalet al dalet yirchayev, that's by hanoch. But by Akira, when you're taking the object, when you're lifting the object, when you're initiating the malacha, perhaps there you do need dalet al dalet. And Rashi says, why should we make this chilek? Because Rabbi Akiva doesn't say you're chayev twice. He says if you threw it, you're chayev, and we look at it according to Rabbi Kluta, like it landed in the Rishus HaRabim. Now he doesn't say you're chayev twice. You're chayev for throwing it, it's landed in the Rishus HaRabim, but then when it flies from the Rishus HaRabim to the Rishus HaYachid, you should be chayev again. You should be chayev for hoitzah, you threw it, it landed on the ground, and it landed on the ground, that's hoitzah. And then when it flew from the Rishus HaRabim into the other Rishus HaYachid, so that becomes now, he's taking it, and that's achnasa. Now, Rabbi Akiva doesn't say you're chayv twice, you're only chayv once. So apparently, there's a difference, even according to Rabbi Akiva, there's a difference between Akira and Hanocha. That Hanocha does not require mokum dalet al dalet, but Akira does. So, in our Mishnah, we're saying the hand serves as a resting place both for Akira and Tanaka. Well, why should the Akira from a hand be Chayev if, even according to Rabbi Kiva, apparently it's only Hanacha that he treats as a Mokum Dalet al Dalet, but not Akira? What's the Svora to be Mechalek? We see this from Rabbi Kiva. What's the Svora to be Mechalek? So Taisa says, L'shitasa, that the Svora is, we only learn out Dalet al Dalet, we only learn it out because it's, the Pasuk says, Al Yetzi Shem Kaima, which we say, we darshan al yoitzi. Now, there we say al yoitzi, that you can't take out. You can't be moitzi, and we say you need a mokum. That's talking about Akira. You can't take from your place. So Hanacha doesn't require dalet al dalet. But an Akira, you would need a mokum dalet al dalet. The Rashba says is because the initiating it is where it's more significant. When you're initiating the malacha, when you started an emotion, there you would need a makam dalet. Hanacha is just concluding, it's just finishing it off. You don't need dalet al dalet, but to initiate it, you would be. You wouldn't require it. El Amar of Yosef Enochanami. You can't say our Mishnah, or the Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, is going Rabbi Akiva Kiva, because even Rabbi Akiva, it's only Hanacha that we would say you don't need, or it's considered Dalet al Dalet. But Akira, you would need Dalet al Dalet. Hamani Rabbi, the Tana would be going like Rabbi, Rabbi Demor, hi Rabbi, which sheets of Rabbi? Ilei Maha Rabbi, the Sanya Zorak Venoch al Gabi Ziz Kol Shehu. If a person threw something and it landed, he threw something in the air, it landed on a protrusion, something that was protruding. Rabbi Mechaim Vacham Poitcher. Rabbi is Chayev, he said, Yechaim Vachomer Poitcher. So now this thing that's protruding is not Dalet al Dalet. So the Gemara says, no, you can't prove it from there. You cannot prove it from there. Because Hasam Kidaboy Lamimala Kaman Kidabai. We're saying we're interpreting like a rabbi, Amra Baya Hacha bi ilanohim Rishusa Yachid, the Naifa, Naitl Rishusa Rabbi. What is the case here we're talking where it's a tree? The tree was in the Rishusa Yachid, and the branches were extending out into the Rishusa Rabbim, Vizarak Vinacha Naifa. And he threw something and it landed on the branches. The Rabbi Sovar Amrim Nishari Naifa Basri Yikroi. Rabbi says, even though the protrusion, the branch, is not Dalet al Dalet, but the trunk is. And he says, you consider the branch as being part and parcel of the trunk of the tree itself. The tree itself is Dalet al Dalet. So we consider that the ziz, that the branch is also Dalet al Dalet. Rabbanan Sovri Loi Amrim Nishari Naifa Basri Yikroi. And the Rabbanan say, you don't put the Noif Basar the Iker. Meaning, it's not that you don't see from here that Rebbe says you don't need Dalet al Dalet. You do need Dalet al Dalet. I landed on the Ziz is not Dalet al Dalet. No, but over here we say Shari Noif Basar Ikra according to Rebbe, and it's viewed as that you do have Dalet al Dalet because it's subordinate to the tree, the larger tree, so it's viewed as part and parcel of the tree, which is Dalet al Dalet. So therefore, you have no raya that Rabbi does not need a mokum of Dalet al Dalet. There's some dispute in the Rishonim, there's a machlokes when we say, why was the case over here, the tree was in the Rishus HaYochid, or Rishus HaYochid, and extended into the Rishus HaRabbi? Well, if the issue is, if you say that the branch is considered part and parcel of the tree, what difference does it make if the trunk was in one rishus and the branch was in another rishus? So it's mashma from the Rishonim that because otherwise everyone would agree shari naifa basar ikra. It's only because they're in two separate locations, that's why we have a machloikis. Do we view the branch as part and parcel of the tree or not? But if they be in the same location, then everyone would agree, Shari Naifa Basar Ikra. However, it is mashma from Rashi that this Shari Naifa Basar Ikra is only in respect of the Dalet al Dalet requirement. That we say that even though the trunk is in one Rishus and the branch is in another, we, according to Rebbe, we say that we view the branch as subordinate to the trunk and it's considered Dalet al Dalet. However, it's not considered like if a person threw it on the branch that he threw it into the Rishus HaYochid where the trunk is. Because Rashi says, and it was considered landed in the Rishus HaRabim. Meaning, as far as the Rishuyas go, we don't say Shari Neifer Bosa Ikra to the extent that we say it's like you threw it and landed in the Rishus of the trunk. It's only to give the Chashivas of the branch the Chashivas of the trunk. But not that it landed in that Rishus. Other Rishayim say differently. Eloha Rebbe. Must be the following Rebbe. Sanya Zorik Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaRabim. If a person threw from Rishus HaRabim to another Rishus and Rishus HaYochin Be'emsa, and Rishus HaYochin is in the middle of them, Rebbe Mechai V'chom Paitrim, Rabbi says Yechayim, and Chom Sayer Paitrim, V'om Rabbi Yehuda, Om Rishmuel Mechai V'hoya Rabbi Shtayim. He says Yechayim. Now, as opposed to what we had in Rabbi Kiva, here he says Yechayim Shtayim. Achaz Mishum Maitzo, Achaz Mishum Ach Nosa, Am Aloy Boy, Akira V'loy Hanoch, Al Gabi Mokam, Dalet Al Dalet. So apparently you don't need not an Akira, not an Ach. It's just flying through the air. And you don't have a Mokam Dalet here. In Yechayim Shtayim, one for throwing it and from the Rishus HaRabim to the Rishus HaYochid, and one from the Rishus HaYochid to the Rishus HaRabim. So both by Akira and Hanocha, apparently you don't need Mokam Dalet at all Dalet. The Gemara says there's no rhyme from here. Ha'it mara lo Rav Shmuel Darmat Havayu, loy mechayiv Rebbe, ala Rishus HaYochid Mekura. No, he's only mechayiv in this case, not that you don't need Dalet at all Dalet. It's as if you have Dalet, 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 because he says you're only chayiv if the Rishus HaYochid has a roof. Now, normally, Rishus HaYochid doesn't need a roof. But he says, if the Rishus HaYochid had a roof, and you threw it from one Rishus HaRabim to another, and through this, through a Rishus HaYochid that had a roof, there was an enclosed, covered, dark place, there we say, Damrin Beiskeman Damal Yadam. We view the house as being filled, like it's a solid, like there's solid objects, and it's like landing in on a solid place. Aval Shein Mekura Loi. But if it's not roofed, it's not covered, you would not say that. So it's not that you don't need Dalet al Dalet, but if it had, the Rishus HaYochid happens to be in a closed area with a roof, then we view it as landing on a solid area, a solid item. Maybe you'll say, okay, well here also perhaps we're talking where it's a cover, there's an awning or a roof. That could satisfy the requirement of Rishus HaYochid if it's roofed and say that it's considered munach on Dalet HaDalet. Rishus HaRabim Mekura Mim Chayiv, but a Rishus HaRabim that has a roof, you can't say that you're chayiv. You're not chayiv at all. It's not even considered a Rishus HaRabim if it has a roof. If it has a roof, you want to tell me that it's considered a Mokam Dalet. It's not considered a Rishus HaRabim. The Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Amar Rebbe Abba Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav Amavir Chavetz Dalet Amas Rishus HaRabim Mekura. If a person passes an item for Amas and Rishum that has a roof on it, a covering, potter, it's not even considered a Rishus HaRabim Legabe this. Levi Sheina Daim Ledigle Midbar. Because that's not the way they traveled in the Midbar, and we learn it out from the Midbar. So Rebbe also, this would not be a solution for our Mishnah. So we'll have to see who, what the Pshat is, why is he chayev if he puts it or takes it from a hand.